Well, the government has struggled to explain one controversial aspect of its proposed counter-terrorism laws. As we've been reporting this week, the government wants to force phone and internet companies to keep customer records, metadata, for several years. Well, for 2 years for metadata. The Attorney General, George Brandis, stumbled when trying to explain just what sort of information metadata incorporates. The Communication Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, wouldn't be drawn on his colleague's comments this morning on AM, but he did acknowledge the need for an informed debate.
Well, I think the most important thing is that we, as we formulate this policy, we nail it down in all specifics, great detail, and then there'll obviously be a debate.
Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull speaking to Michael Brissenden a short time ago. Michelle Grattan is with us in our Canberra studio. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, James.
So this metadata issue, still a headache for the government, both because it's difficult to explain and secondly because it has people worried that their private emails will be kept for 2 years.
It is turning out to be a very difficult issue to handle, and of course the government has got the debate off on a very bad footing to start with. Malcolm Turnbull is now trying to rein it in, saying that reassuring people that their web browsing would not be caught up, that it's just the addresses of those using a computer, your own computer, that are being dealt with, and attempting to put it in a more benign context, I suppose you'd say. But nevertheless, I think the government will have trouble managing this debate, even when they sort out what they're talking about and articulate that clearly, because you've got the proposal under attack now from both ends of the political spectrum, a rather bizarre alliance of the Greens saying no way, and at the other end of the spectrum, the Institute of Public Affairs saying no way. And the Labor Party, of course, in the middle is saying, well, let's see the proposal in detail, but it itself, when in government, while it tried to go down this track, in the end said it's all too hard and abandoned the attempt. So it's a very fluid situation, but it's a very difficult debate for the government to manage, I think.
What about the unemployment spike yesterday, especially for youth unemployment? Treasurer Hockey, Employment Minister Abetz, they say it's all the more reason to pass the austere budget. Yet traditional economic thinking, at least of the Keynesian variety, says that moves towards surplus are bad for employment because they contract the economy, not boost it.
I think these figures make the government's task in arguing for some of its budget measures more difficult, not less difficult, because many people will say, well, it just reinforces the point that the government's being far too harsh on the young unemployment and unemployed. We are seeing that there's a very high level of youth unemployment, and this indicates not that people are not making an effort, but that in many cases jobs aren't available, especially sort of entry-level type jobs for these young people. And so to deny them benefits for months is really totally excessive, and I think that will just reinforce, these figures will reinforce the feeling among the crossbenchers that that proposal should go down.
At a time when youth unemployment at 17-year highs, Michelle Grattan, thank you very much.
Thanks, James.
She's the Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation, Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.